Welcome to the Rogue Startups Podcast, where two startup founders are sharing lessons learned and pitfalls to avoid in their online businesses. And now, here's Dave and Craig.
All right, welcome to episode 245. Craig, how are you this week?
I'm good, man. It's been a steady week, but slowly getting myself out of the shit and into kind of bigger picture manager level stuff. So yeah, it feels good to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Good.
Yep. How about yourself?
Well, I still feel like I'm juggling flaming cats over here. I had some really productive time this weekend, and we pushed a bunch of things forward for our SMS launch here later this month. I'm feeling like I'm falling behind on my paid acquisition stuff. I'm not getting quite as much feedback and tight integration with my agency as I like. They said, hey, we would get this launched by the end of the month. Today's March 30th. Uh-huh. I still have not seen a single campaign. I'm like, there's no way we're launching. Well, certainly we're not launching on April 1st. I've already put the moratorium on that. Like, that ain't happening. But I haven't seen anything. I don't know. Like, I have not improved any creatives. I've not heard, I've given them what I want, but I've seen nothing. And they're talking about running this stuff here within a week. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. If that's the case, I should be seeing final stuff now.
Yeah.
But I'm not. So that's a little frustrating. And my content marketing stuff has gone completely to shit.
Well, I'm glad you're laughing. Yeah. I'm glad you're able to laugh, or maybe all there is to do is to laugh about it. But not, you and I've been talking off air about this for a few weeks. So I'm sorry to hear that it's not gotten better. And maybe we can like kind of dive into things you learn to where, I can, and people listening can avoid the same kind of thing happening. I don't know, as much as you're comfortable chatting about that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, dear God, please don't be me. I can say that where I've been here for the past, it's almost 6 months at this point, which is really embarrassing, but, 6 months and I've got, a handful of articles to show for it, which is not good. So
maybe kind of the background on like the objective of this and how you approached it and stuff like that may be helpful as like we're getting into the story.
Yeah. So a little background here. Original thought of all of this came from, my traction retreat where I was basically setting quarterly rocks and, how am I going to grow recapture in 2021, late 2020? And I came to the conclusion that content marketing was not shit, and it was my implementation of it previously that was shit, and that there was some definite opportunities in 2021, particularly around some topics that are new. So, when you have a new topic in anything, if you can sort of establish a beachhead of your expertise, then you can definitely get ahead in content marketing. And content marketing has become very much an evergreen strategy. So, yada, yada, yada. I want to do content marketing too, right? So with that said, I had a plan in December 2020. And my plan was basically to have this 4 blog post series. And in that 4 blog post series, I was going to start touting SMS marketing, talk about the landscape of SMS marketing, talk about how SMS marketing can move the needle for your business in 2021. And oh, by the way, Recapture is the expert in SMS marketing. And then package that all up as an ebook, send the ebook as a final thing there. And this plan is very similar to something that Jordan Gall did for Carthook in 2017, did very well for him. I feel like this is a similar kind of play here, and I could repeat it in a very similar, but not exact way. So with all of that in mind, I went out to hire a content marketer and an ad agency so that I could start working on both of those pieces. And the content marketer guy I got, it seemed, first of all, it was a recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend, I think. So, maybe there's a pink flag in there somewhere. Unless you have direct experience with somebody, I would say lesson number one, unless you trust somebody that says they've had direct experience with this person, maybe don't hire that person or try them out on a very tight timeline and then say, this either is put up or shut up, and, you know, make that happen in that time and prove their worth. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do that. That was failure number one.
What, so just along that line, what kind of time frame did you engage this person on, or kind of scope that kind of got away from you, you think?
Well, so I first said, I want those four blog posts that I talked about. And, you know, that actually started off okay. The first one was good. The second one immediately went off the rails. And, you know, I thought, okay, this is just a misunderstanding. I hadn't made myself clear. So we went back and forth on email. We had various calls. He rewrote it, and I felt like it got closer. And I'm like, okay, great. So then I figured on the third and fourth, it would be smooth sailing. I was absolutely wrong on that one. And so this was over the course of, I hired him in November, and we were working through everything in December, and we got the first two done in December. So his original promise to me was, I can do 6 to 10 pieces of content in a month for a set price. And I was like, wow, okay. You know, and you know,
that's a ton of content.
That's a ton of content, and a content of various sizes. And so my first mistake was, I didn't ask him how he was going to do that. And I should have, because later I found out he was outsourcing this stuff. And when he sent me samples of his work, not of his team's work. And he basically was hiring these people on his teams, and they were flaking out on him. And then he wasn't communicating that stuff with me. So just like everything went sideways in December, and I started discovering this like a little bit at a time. He was never upfront with me about any of this. I didn't know he was outsourcing. I didn't know he wasn't the author of these pieces. I didn't know what was delaying him. And, you know, there are some other mitigating factors on this as well, because, you know, I'm trying to be a compassionate human being. Number one, you know, there's the holidays.
There's
number
the two.
Yeah, I mean that. But, you know, with that said, there was also, he lived in Texas, and then there was the whole Texas freeze thing, which, you know, but, you know, I said, hey, you know, if there's a problem, let me know. And then he came back to me and said, no, we're good. We have power. We have heat. We've got everything. And I'm like, okay, so
blog post then, dude?
Where's my fucking blog posts? Yeah, that was pretty much my thought. And yeah, so I mean, yeah, I did a lot of stuff wrong here because I just, having done this before with a very reputable firm, and they were delivering things, and they, you know, I knew what everything was up front. I just made all these assumptions that all of the same stuff would be true here. And it wasn't true. And I didn't do my homework. I didn't ask the right questions. I didn't get this stuff set up. So yeah, first four articles were already falling apart. Right. And so we get into January, and you know, I finally start getting some of this stuff, and he's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I really dropped the ball. I'm totally going to pick it up. We're going to make this happen. You know, so we had another call, and we sat down and said, we're going to deliver all of these things, and we're going to do this stuff, and I'll definitely get this here in the next month. And he didn't charge me. Like I got charged for the first part. And then for the entire month of January, he didn't charge me anything at all. So I was like, all right, well, yes, I got screwed, but hey, I didn't pay for it. So I guess that's okay. Yeah, that was not so great. But yeah, then we got to February, and we're starting to work on the delivery of stuff again. And that's when I got four just unbelievably poorly written articles. And this is when it finally became clear that he was outsourcing this stuff, because it was like vernacular that I would not expect a native English speaker to use. And the wording was just awkward. And then, you know, he was telling me, oh, well, no, this person lives in Atlanta, Georgia. Great. Okay. But that doesn't tell me what their English speaking ability is. That's nice that they live in the United States. Congratulations. But yes, the articles were not up to a standard that I believed the first ones were. And this is when I found out he was having somebody else write them. And okay, it's fine if you want to have that business model. I don't have a problem with that business model, but you should disclose that business model to your customers so they understand what's going on. And you should send me writing samples of that person, not of yourself, because that's misrepresenting the work. So my bad for not doing the homework on that one and getting clarity there. But by this point, you know, it's most of the way through February. I've got 3 shitty articles. I've got 4 articles from before that finally got finished, that were finally up to a level that I was ready to accept. But, you know, it took forever to get those things out. And here we are. We barely have 7 pieces of content. 3 months have elapsed. And, you know, 3 of those pieces of content I can't even publish at this point. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is not working. So I basically fired him. And, you know, clearly he was not surprised in any way by this. Yeah. And that was fine. So I kicked him to the curb. He managed to do some rewrites to get the 3 pieces of content to a reasonable standard. But, you know, at this point he was supposed to be like creating the blog posts and putting everything up on the, and do the SEO optimization and all of that. And all I got was the content. So I kind of was left holding the bag. But again, I didn't get charged for this, so that was good. So I only ended up paying this guy for 1 month's work, and 3 months of time were wasted. So that was the part that sucked. But wait, there's more.
Okay, I have a bunch of questions, but yeah, go for
finish. Wait, no, start with some questions because it's only going to get more interesting from here on in.
Okay. I guess my questions are around how you organized the work at the beginning. Because just as I think about like starting with somebody, something I've learned is like, as much as I'm able to just hand them a package of this is exactly what I want and this is what I expect and this is the plan and this is why and this is our customers and this is how you deliver the material to me and all that stuff, you know, all of that is helpful, I find. But don't know kind of how far down that path you got.
I got part of the way down that path, but I was not nearly as specific as what you just said.
Okay.
So like in retrospect, I would definitely do a lot of stuff differently. So first of all, I would specify, like, we did talk about deadlines and we did talk about delivery. So first was he went out and did some keyword research because I basically said, here's what my audience is. Here's who we're trying to target. Here's what I want to accomplish. Here's the goal. And I want content around that. And then, by the way, we're doing this specific thing on SMS marketing. I want to focus on that too. Mm-hmm. So he started doing keyword research around those things. And then he came up with a list of keywords and said, all right, based on what I found, here's the volumes, here are the keywords I think we should target first. And I looked over the list and I looked at the keywords and I was like, yeah, I agree with that. Let's start with those. So that was the process, but we didn't talk about like delivery standards. We didn't talk about, you know, what the finished product looks like or the deadlines for the drafts or any of that sort of stuff. And as I went along, I realized that was a mistake. That was a major mistake because these were things that the previous agency I worked with just did. They just did all of those things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, I made those stupid assumptions and that killed me. Yeah. So, I mean, does that answer your questions and embarrass me a little bit more?
No, I certainly don't mean to embarrass you. I mean, I've had some.
Oh no, I'm embarrassed for myself. You're not embarrassing me anymore. I already did that. It can't get any worse.
That's cool. And that's helpful. And I think that, I mean, that's why, you know, these product services or agencies are so good is they have figured all that out because demanding customers have asked for this stuff in the past, you know, and they know that they have to deliver it to just be competitive. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the part of the case for hiring a specialist or a product or service that has, you know, done this before.
Yeah. So based on all of that, I thought, all right, I'm smarter. Smarter Dave is smarter than past Dave. So future Dave is now going to go forward, which is now past Dave, just to be confusing here. But smarter Dave is now going to go out and try to hire a better freelancer to do this. So I started reaching out to people that I saw on Twitter that were recommended by other people that I respected.
Okay.
So like, for example, Joanna Weeb had tweeted out some stuff about some great copywriting people. And so I found that thread and I was like, boom, 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 boom. All right, here's a list of people I'm going to go contact. So I started reaching out to these people and it was interesting. So, you know, because I was smarter Dave this time, I had better questions to ask. And I had a very strong sense of what I wanted. And, you know, like, for example, one of my questions was, are you the person writing this content? Mm-hmm. Are you sending me samples of something that you have done yourself and that I will see if I hire you? And I got, you know, I got reasonable answers to those questions. It doesn't mean that I would have had a reasonable experience, but I got reasonable answers to those questions. So I felt like, all right, I did my due diligence there. And when I was going through some of this, I even found somebody who got recommended, but didn't have any experience in the field yet. And I was specifically looking for experience. So I basically was able to, you know, push them aside and say, that's not a fit for what I'm looking for. I want somebody who's done this before. So that was good. That was also good. I felt like I was doing a much better job of screening. And I came down and I found a couple of people that seemed to be a pretty good fit. One of them I felt like was a strong communicator. And, you know, given where I was at with my last freelancer, where the communication was just unbelievably shitty, I was, you know, of course, very enamored by all of this. And she seemed to really know her stuff. And she had some very strong thoughts and opinions about SEO and things that she would do. And I showed her the pieces of unfinished content, you know, we'll call them pseudo finished content. And I said, how much is it going to cost me to get these things SEO optimized and published? And I didn't think that their current state was so horrible that it needed to be like completely rewritten, but her prices were pretty expensive. And then on top of all that, she was almost charging me like half to three quarters of her normal from scratch article price to do that part. And I was kind of like, what? And that's where I like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, freaked out Dave came out and said, this seems a little weird. I was okay with her otherwise up to that point. And then I found somebody else who seemed to be, who wasn't quite as expensive as she was, but still seemed to be a pretty good communicator and had good experience. And her sample seemed to be okay, but something felt off on all of this. So then I reached out to the content marketing king, Ruben Gomez. And, you know, I told him what had happened and I showed him the samples and I showed him the sites of these freelancers here. And I told him their prices. And that's when he started laughing at me. And I'm like, oh shit. Smarter Dave was not smartest Dave. Smarter Dave did not win the day. So yeah, that's when he sort of looked at my stuff and he looked at their stuff and looked at my price, what the price they had quoted me. And he's like, they are overpriced. They're really expensive for what you're getting. And what, it looks like some of the SEO techniques that they're doing are out of date. And basically this stuff worked 2 years ago, but it's, you know, has mixed stuff now. So he's like, yeah, I wouldn't hire either of them.
That's rough, man.
And I'm like, okay, all right, done.
Retreat.
And he gave me the name of, he gave me the name of three agencies, and I'm in the process of reaching out to them now. I don't know if they're going to balk at my budget because, you know, I don't have $10,000 a month to spend on content. And maybe they'll be like, ha ha ha. Yeah, we take pity on you and we'll do this little thing for you. But, you know, I really don't know exactly how that's going to go. But he said that these, if he was doing this, this is who he would have them do it for him. So, yeah, I'm a little bit demoralized by the whole content marketing thing here. I thought I'd be farther along now, and I'm not.
So, I mean, if you are able to talk about, like, what your budget is, just because I think it might be helpful, like, I think that might be interesting. And, like, maybe I could talk about what I would expect to pay for, like, the volume of work that you're looking to do. I don't know if that would be helpful or possible from your perspective.
So I'm looking to spend about $3,000 a month. So not insignificant.
For like a handful of articles and then packaging it up as an ebook?
No. So it's 3 to 4 articles a month, just blog posts.
Okay.
You know, as large as I can get them. I would prefer them to be 1500 words or more, but you know, I'll take something as low as 1200.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understood, you know, these are not unreasonable expectations in there. You know, certainly the freelancers were quoting me, you know, I could get something of that caliber that was a full blog post with graphics and, you know, formatting and SEO optimization for that price. So I don't know. What's your experience on that? And is my budget high? Is my budget low? Is it average? Are my expectations just completely out of line? I mean, you know, Ruben had some thoughts on that, but
yeah, I would love to hear kind of what Ruben thought, because I know he knows a lot more about this than I do, but my experience is that your budget is probably quite high, for like the essentials, you know? And I think that's the caveat of all this is like, there is content that is really next level stuff. And that is, I think, not what you need. Like, you need good content to start ranking for this stuff and just getting stuff out there. Maybe you go and rewrite that in 6 months once these articles start ranking. But for me, I would want, you know, like, to go pretty blue collar with this and say, like, I need a blog post every week and I need the first one on Friday, you know, of this week. And we're recording on Tuesday and just say, like, let's go. This is the keyword. Here's three examples of similar articles. I need, you know, mash those all together and make a better one. And for that, I wouldn't pay more than $300.
For how many words?
For, yeah, 1,500 words.
For 1,500 words.
But I mean, if
you've got people that are doing that, mm-hmm. are they available?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of people available that can write good content for $300 an article, especially if you're doing the hard work of saying, this is the keyword. Here are three examples of articles I like. This is the person that we're going after and where they are in the buying journey. You know, if you spend 10 minutes to put all that shit into a Google Doc for them and even outline, like, I think this is generally the outline of what the article should be after looking at those examples of things that are ranking on the first page in Google. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that Denise did for us when she was here. And that was really super helpful is just to get our writer, you know, two more steps down the road towards what we're looking for. Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I mean, because you're talking about, like, for $300, you're paying somebody, say you're paying them $25 an hour. I don't know, I can't do the math on that. That's a lot. You know, that's a lot of hours to write an article, you know?
Yeah, 12 hours, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't look for this person on Upwork because I think there's just a lot of overpriced people there. I would look at blog, like Pro Blogger. Their job board is where I've hired some writers before. And there's got to be some like e-commerce specific marketing sites out there or people that you could tap into. But yeah, I mean, that would be my goal is to spend $300 an article. And so you're talking about $1,200 a month or something.
Right. Yeah. The freelancers I was looking at were anywhere from 2 to 3 times that.
And maybe I'm stupid and I don't have any idea what I'm doing.
But does that also include the graphics and the formatting and the SEO optimization to post it on WordPress, or is that just literally writing the blog article itself?
So I think this is like, for me, this is like dusted and delivered, right? Like, you know, for me to give you a spreadsheet of the 4 articles I want this month to them going out every Tuesday. I think that for me right now, at least, only comes from the fact that I've been working with the same person for like 3 years. And so they kind of say, and I think Brian Castle talks about this too, is like, I'm not paying you as much as you might be able to get on a market rate, but I'm super easy to work with. I give you freedom to basically kind of do what you want within the confines of what our goals are. And because the work is so predictable, I can pay you a little less than you might get on the open market where there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of asshole, you know, clients to deal with. So I think you can definitely get to that, you know, once you find the right person and say, okay, hey, look, if I commit to you that, you know, we'll engage on a 3-month basis at least, that you know you'll have this work coming in if you can kind of pick up the adding the images, doing the SEO and posting it to WordPress. Because I mean, honestly, that stuff takes 15 minutes, right? Like, that should not be a deal breaker for a good, you know, content person.
All right. Well, yeah,
they
I
guess charge you a lot extra, right?
Yeah. I guess I went into this with the mindset of content is so pedestrian these days that you have to do stuff to stand out. So in order to stand out, I thought for me that was going to be hiring higher caliber writers that wrote, you know, more engaging articles. Like I specifically looked at one woman who you know, is kind of like Leanna Patch, who's well known in our circles. And she does a lot of humor in her articles. And so, you know, she can make it as fun or as not fun as you want. But, you know, she was also incredibly expensive. And she also requested a 6-month commitment. And I was like, yeah, I don't even know if this is going to work. You know, mm-hmm. you've given me one sample. It's not exactly what I was looking at. And it didn't have the fun part of it in it. It was still pretty dry. It was on it was on Shopify. So I knew that her writing quality was definitely up there. But at the same time, I'm like, I can't commit to 6 months of this if it's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and, you know, unfortunately, I won't know it's going to work right away. And, you know, maybe we don't work well together. And now I got 5 more months I have to suffer through this. You know, I don't want to deal with that. So, yeah, I was just a little gun shy there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my impression of writers is a bit like some developers and designers, maybe. Is there some people that just want to be really fucking expensive, right? Just because they can be. And they are not 10 times better than the person that's, you know, $300 an article. You know, maybe they're 50% better. Maybe they're twice as good. But again, like, do you need a 10 times better person and a twice as good article? Or do you need to just get these 10 blog posts out to start getting that footprint in the market?
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and you're probably right. I mean, my footprint right now is nothing. So starting to rank for something would be better than nothing. Mm. And then optimizing it later with a better writer. You know, I hadn't really thought about that strategy, but that seems like it might make some sense. But you're not doing that, are you? You're not going back and rewriting those articles later, are you?
All the time. Yeah. Yep.
Really?
We do it all the time. Yeah. I mean, so the guy that kind of runs our content now, Dennis, he, in a quarter, which we kind of work in quarters, he probably spends about a third of his time updating old pieces. That's an estimate, but yeah.
But obviously you only do that on the ones that are ranking at that point, the ones that are getting views, the ones that are getting traction, and then you update and deal with them mm-hmm. more deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
But, right. But I mean, a few other data points, we have about 150 blog posts on the site at this point. Mm-hmm. And the only ones we go back to update are ones that are ranking like on the second or third page and have high buyer intent. So it's not the, you know, 10 great true crime podcasts, right? I mean, like we do just, but that's not the first one we do, but we do the ones that if somebody's looking for this thing, they are hot to trot to become a customer. And we have the opportunity to go from the second or third page to the first page where this will start converting more customers.
Gotcha.
So that's like prime time for this, that, you know, this deserves our resources instead of creating a new piece, taking this old piece that has some footprint already and improving it.
But having those 150 pieces of content is a prerequisite for that.
Yeah. Yep.
And what are you using to monitor the keyword rankings? Because that's a lot of monitoring.
Ahrefs.
Ahrefs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you have a paid account for that, obviously, because you don't get that with a free. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we pay $100 a month, which is a lot, but like, well, it's a lot for me when I don't look at it very often. But like, you know, we're hiring another marketing person, and when Denise was here, they were in it all the time. So yeah, I mean, it's an extremely powerful tool. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I clearly have a different strategy to be executing at this point. So yeah, I mean, I'm going to still continue with the agencies here and see what we've got, but you know, maybe I'll go the cheaper route here. So,
yeah, I mean, I would just say that like the trade-off, cause like we're working with a development agency right now on a particular thing. And the thing with an agency is like you pay more, for sure, but all of the bullshit is taken care of. You know, all of the strategy, all of how they communicate with you, all of the planning is on them, you know, and that's what you pay for, is the ramp up and the convenience. And then like, I would always want to bring that in house whenever I can afford, you know, the time and energy and decreased productivity and output of, you know, it just being done to me figuring out all that stuff and hiring another person and having a system and reporting and all that crap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of mm-hmm. universal to any kind of agency versus hiring it directly.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you're, if your $300 an article writer is up for some work and they like e-commerce, we might have a conversation after this.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to hear like from folks who are listening, like where they hire writers. Brian Castle, talking to you. Where do you hire writers for audience ops? You know, I think that I know just talking to other people just generally that like we work remotely has been a really, really great place to hire writers. And with COVID and the increased kind of competition that we're all facing with everybody being remote right now, although I read recently that like a bunch of companies are going back in-house in the next couple of months, maybe this will get better. But, you know, with everybody being remote or being able to be remote, probably especially for these kind of like marketing roles, that the competition is super high, you know, like it's just hard to hire people these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I would chat with those agencies because it would, you know, your ramp up time would be really quick, but I would definitely kind of see like just post a job posting for this on a few boards. They're like, whatever, some are $100 maybe. And just take a shot with a few people. Give, like, if you have all these articles researched, give one to a different one to each of the writers that you want to trial. One of them will work and then you can publish it. If the other ones don't, then go back to the one that worked.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at this point, I feel like I do need to run multiples in parallel because the risk of going down the path and finding that somebody is not the right fit is high. I mean, I've already seen it. And it's high enough that I don't want to be bitten by it again. So that makes a lot of sense. And at that price, I feel like I could afford to experiment if this is my budget. So
yeah, totally. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you think out there? Send us an email, podcast@roguestartups.com. Tell us what you think about content marketing strategies. Am I high as a kite? Could I be doing this a better way? Should I be doing it some way entirely different? Let us know. And if you have a minute, our one ask is, if this was valuable to you, please share it with a friend, and we would love to hear from you. Until next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Rogue Startups. If you haven't already, head over to iTunes and leave a rating and review for the show. For show notes from each episode and a few extra resources to help you along your journey, head over to roguestartups.com to learn more.